Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I wanted to get an ex-player on to give us insight to it, what it's going to be like in the locker room, how other teams are looked at when you prep to play them in season and the like. There's a lot of things that somebody who was in the game can know and share with us that we can just speculate on. Some of us are lucky enough to go into locker rooms, but we're not there after the games when the players get a chance to talk, or on the planes when they get a chance to talk with each other. So I asked Hickman to grab me a former Major League player, and he said, well, you know, we can get Preston Wilson on. 10-year Major League veteran doing some analyst work for the MLB Network these days. And he's good enough to join us now. Preston, Jordy Mack here. How you doing, bud?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You played 10 years in the league from 98 through 2007, and that's tail end of the steroid era and the like. And so it isn't like baseball hasn't dealt with a controversy like this before, with players trying to gain an edge to find a way to game the system. For those who thought that that was just unfathomable, and even though they wanted to win as much as anybody else, they knew what the line was and they wouldn't cross it. How, if you're a player who has that standard, how do you handle the Astros?
It's tough because, you know, there are certain things. I mean, there's always going to be gamesmanship as far as trying to steal signs. But when I say steal signs, I mean a guy that's actually on the field just relaying it to the hitter. Like, there's no electronics involved. It's actually like the whole cat and mouse, you know, game that you play out there, and pitchers are aware of it, and they know it. They get upset when you get their signs, but that's part of the game. But when you go and take it off the field and make it electronically, that changes everything. Now it's not just my wits against your wits. It's an unfair advantage from an electronic digital standpoint, and you're getting instant in-game real-time feedback as far as what pitches come in. And that, to me, is just, that's too far.
I don't think everybody's arguing that the Astros have gone too far. So now they have done the investigation. It's cost several front office individuals, non-player individuals, their jobs. But the players have, because of the way that this unfolded, gone unscathed. And Rob Manfred explained that he had to do that to be able to get the information to find out what actually did happen. And I think there's a little fear of the players' union that they didn't want to get into a long and protracted fight, which it would have been if they tried to impose sanctions on the players. But now you have the other players reacting. If you were a player on another team, do you just accept it? Do you continue to be outspoken about it? If you are a pitcher, do you try and respond in kind and take justice into your own hands? How do the opponents of the Astros handle this all year long?
I think that's going to be on an individual basis. You have to understand it. Like, some guys process things differently. Some guys are like, you know what, it did it, it's done. Some guys are going to be really upset with it. And I can imagine there's going to be a lot of pitchers that are really upset about some outings that they had against the Astros, especially in the Astros' home ballpark. You know, in 2017 especially, they had a very good home winning record. They had a home batting average that was really good. The strikeout at home had cut down. So I think there's going to be some lingering feelings about that. Now, how do they go about it? I imagine sometimes when you might be running your sprints before the game or something and you're kind of cross paths out there, there might be a few words said, or in the tunnel, like when you see each other underneath the stadium, there might be a few words said. But, I don't think baseball is going to allow it to get to a point where it's just open season on those Astros guys. They can't afford it. And honestly, when you're talking about a player's health, you can't let some type of retribution be the cause of someone losing a career. So I think they're really going to keep an eye on it. And honestly, I think the pitchers that have been talking, have been so vocally or like outwardly upset about it, they're kind of ruining their chances to get some payback, because you've already said your intentions, basically, and now the league's going to be looking at you.
Preston Wilson, MLB analyst, former MLB veteran, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. Did you have a problem with what Mike Fiers did to open this investigation?
Yeah, I am of this mind. You know, you can be upset because he benefited from it and then, you know, put it out there. But at the same time, he wasn't wrong. And I go back to Jose Canseco. I played during the steroid era. And I know I was totally oblivious to it. And when it came out, I was like, really? These guys are doing that? But then it hit, Jose Canseco was right about almost everything he said. So it's like one of those things. You might not like the messenger, but the message is true. So it's I guess it's up to you how you deal with that or how you come to terms with the fact that he used it to his benefit and then later on spoke out about it because now he's got to face it. I can understand how people would feel that's kind of, you know, they have a few terms for that, but, you know, it's kind of weaselly, basically. Some people are saying that. But
okay.
The thing is, it's true. I mean, if it happened, it happened. You know, I mean, if who am I to say when you come to terms with something that you did wrong in the past that, okay, now you want to fix it. That's just, you know, and I guess when you look at it, he is facing the Houston Astros a lot if he's going to be in American League West. So
right.
It's kind of a self-serving thing.
And if you use the word Weasley, okay, I can understand that. What would you call the Astros for their using a system to gain an advantage that they have to know is at least gray area? That's the lamest thing. But, okay, we didn't know they were cheating. They cheated. And you're going to attempt to use it against a teammate who was part of the team, who knew what it was, who turned around and did it to that teammate. How would you describe the Astro players who would do that?
It was so blatant. And honestly, before all this came to light, like, I had no idea that teams were doing this because when I played baseball, it was you might relay a sign or something like that, but it was never anything where you're going off the field to try to get an advantage and then doing it, like, real-time in-game. So, like, to me, it was unfathomable. I did not think that was something that could possibly be going on. But now looking back at it and all the evidence there is to back it up, like, it was really bold, man. It was bold. It was a thing where I did not think I would see happen in baseball. I really did not. And when you see how, you know, when you hear the audio, the mitt to go with some of those at bats, and then you see some of the guys, stats as far as home and away, you see their splits. It was really eye opening to me. I had no idea that baseball had gotten to that level of, I guess trying to gain an advantage.
Yeah, it was bold. And when they did it to Fiers, it was stupid. And they deserve what they got. I got no problem with what Mike Fiers did. If he had just come out the minute he left the Astros, oh, by the way, I'm signing with another team. Astros cheat. That would be Weasley. But when they do it to you, you're on the hill in Minute Maid, and they're cheating, and he knows they're cheating, and you don't care that he used to be your teammate. Yes, you've officially reached stupidity. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, it was that. It was just so bold. It was, and this is. I look at it like this as well. For them to be so bold about it, it almost seems like they know other teams have systems or something like that going on. So it's like, well, if you tell on me, you're telling on yourself kind of deal. So I don't know how pervasive it is throughout the league. Now, I've heard there's a few teams on different occasions that have been known to have employed some type of tactics like this. I'm not going to put any names to it or organizations to it. But, I mean, it's out there. And I think baseball is realizing that it's out there. And it's something they're going to have to clean up. So I think maybe part of the just the straight out brashness of the Astros doing it that way was like, look, we know this is going on. We're not the only team around the league who's doing this. So if you guys tell on us, then basically everybody's dirty laundry is going to get aired. And I think that's what happened. And I don't think anybody anticipated there being one guy saying, you know what? Yeah, they do it.
Preston Wilson, MLB Network analyst, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. I saw the interview, and I thought it was well done, well produced. And I think that A.J. Hinch was, for the most part, upfront and honest. I didn't like a couple of his answers, and they disappointed me, but I don't think he was dishonest in what the thing that he said. I think he danced around a couple of questions. I thought Tom Dorducci did a very good job to try and get to all the facts. One of the things he said was there were times that he got annoyed by what they were doing, and he lost his cool about it and the like. But he didn't stop it, and it continued on, even though he admitted he did find out about it and knew what was going on, even though he wasn't the mastermind and the guy behind it. Did you ever play for a manager that you know for a fact would have shut it down, that it's his team? What do you mean we're doing? No, I'm the manager. I say no. Knock it off or we're going to have implications here. You ever play for a manager? You played for a bunch of different teams, a bunch of different managers. Do you have a guy who you know wouldn't have allowed that?
I mean, really, any manager that I played for, I can't see them just being okay with something like that happening. I mean, granted, like I said, my last year was 2007. So, you know, it's kind of a decade past that we're talking as far as this going on. And maybe baseball's changed that much. I mean, I thought I was still pretty close to the game with the broadcasting I was doing and all of that. So I thought I was still pretty much in the loop. But, you know, evidently now things have changed to a point where people are willing to take that chance to get that opportunity to win or win more or win a ring or win a championship. And I honestly, no manager that I played for, I can really say that I would think that they would be okay with that. Like, I've never gotten that sense from any manager that I played for.
All right, we'll finish up with a hypothetical question, and we appreciate Preston Wilson hopping on with us. Hypothetically, the Astros are either better than they were last year when they won 107 games and lost Game 7 of the World Series. And they just come out and they crush everybody and they're a motivated bunch and they have a championship season and one of the best seasons. If you're winning more than 107 games, that's a hell of a year. Or it falls apart and they struggle to make the playoffs. There's some serious talent in that locker room, so I don't think they're going 60-102, but they're on the cusp of making a playoff spot as a wild card team and maybe even come up short. Which is the more likely scenario? I know the most likely scenario is somewhere in the middle of the two hypotheticals right. I'm giving you. But do you think there's a better chance that they can actually be motivated and better because of all they're dealing with? Or do you think the bottom could fall out, that it's a massive distraction, that other teams are bringing their A game for them? And that, yeah, there are some guys who aren't as good as the numbers say they are because they're not going to have that advantage this year. Which is more likely to happen?
I think the point that you touched on as far as the other teams gunning for them is going to be the real factor. I don't think you can make yourself more motivated or be different just because, you know, there's this big chip on your shoulder. I think that's something that baseball, just the way baseball works does not allow that because you're not controlling the ball. Everything is reacting. So when guys say, well, he's so focused, he's like, you know, maybe he's toned up his strike zone or gotten a little bit more disciplined or something like that. But baseball is not a sport where if I do more, it gets better. Or if I try harder, I do better. That's not how baseball works because you don't control the ball. It works like that in other sports because the offense has the ball in other sports. Baseball doesn't lend itself to that. But what does happen is these pitchers that are going against these guys, they're going to feel like they got something to prove, that they should have been getting certain guys out all along, maybe guys who've gotten hits against them, or they want to show them that when they lost to them before that, you know, they're going to try to say, well, you know, it was only because you guys had help. You're going to see other teams really looking at the Astros a lot closely. Like I mentioned the home road splits earlier, there's going to be a tremendous amount of attention paid to that. You know, and maybe even going back, examining from 2017, 18, 19, examining each and every player's home road splits. Visiting pitchers are going to look at their numbers in that ballpark versus other similar teams in their division. So it's going to be more, to me, how other teams react to them because you can only do what you can do as a baseball player.
Fair enough. Like, one more question for you. I lied because I just thought of it.
Sorry.
Is there a guy, when I say guy, I mean a pitcher, that you faced that at least under your breath you said, he's got to be cheating? He's doing something. Fun. He's scuffing. He's doctoring because you couldn't hit him with a tennis racket. No matter what you did going into that box, he had your number, and you couldn't hit him to save your life. Who is that guy?
Now, to be fair, there were guys that did not cheat that I could not hit to save my life.
Right.
So that's not necessarily a litmus test for that. But I will say that I face guys, and you see a ball move differently than you've ever seen it move before, and you've been playing baseball most of your life, you know something's not right. Physics are physics. Like, there's only so much the ball leaving a human hand, finger pressure, whatever you want to say, rotation. There's only so much that can naturally produce. But there's been a few times where I've been up there, and I just like, okay, this looks like somebody's controlling the ball with a joystick. Like, it's moving two different ways. It's like it's got depth to it like you've never seen before. So, yeah, I'm not going to name names, but, yeah.
I know you aren't going to name them. You're too good a guy.
I'm putting it like this. There's guys out there. I mean, there's Hall of Famers out there that I know they cheated. I'm not going to say it. They know they cheated, But I will say this. One guy one time, and I'm not going to mention the name, but the most angry I've ever been at a pitcher, and this says a lot because, you know, when you're a hitter, you have these confrontations, and you just want to beat him. So, but I had this one guy who I knew he was cheating, and he was a very well-known guy. And then after the game, I had a signed Bible from him in my locker. Man, I almost threw that thing in the trash.
Signed Bible? That's the Rudy Wendt? He sent you over a Bible?
Yes, he was one of I'm like, dude, you're out here cheating on a baseball field, and you think God's okay with that? Get this thing. Yeah. I was not. That was the most hypocritical, just like, moment in baseball I've ever faced. Yeah.
All right. The next time we get Preston Wilson back on, we'll get that name out of him. That's a promise for me. Preston, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thanks much. We'll talk during the season.
Okay, no problem.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.